Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Andy Harvey has been a police officer for 20 plus years. He's written a book about how to police effectively and appropriately. And he was in Dallas, Texas. He joins us now this morning. Andy, first of all, what's your assessment of where we are nationally this morning, having been through a lot of situations in a big city? What do you think?
Well, I see what, you know, I saw what you saw and everybody else did, and we're not at a healthy point. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. You know, I'm a white guy, so I'm not going to tell you that I know what it's like to be black driving down the street, being pulled over, the anxiety. My experience is I have anxiety being pulled over. You know, I don't know that I've ever thought I was going to get a baton to the back of the head, but my experience is nobody likes that. I also think that a lot of people who are African-American do believe that they are singled out. I'm not sure that in my experience, look, I'm almost 50 years old. I show up at the local CVS with my hair messed up, wandering through. I notice that people are following me through the drugstore because they probably have seen people who look like me who are crystal meth addicts who were trying to steal things. So I do think we all tend to personalize what's happening, but I'm not going to dismiss the concerns. In preparing your book about how to police, are there lessons that some of us have missed here? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And really, the whole gist of the book is the message is this, is that we have to understand that dynamic, that human dynamic that occurs every time there's a police-citizen encounter. Listen, I get anxiety if a police officer gets behind me as well. Mm-hmm. Still do. And so that's not an uncommon thing, right? But so we have to understand that. If we understand that dynamic that occurs, if we understand some preconceived notions maybe, and so we have to manage those better. We just have to be better and police smarter these days. And that means having a better understanding of what that may look like in the citizen's eyes. And then also, and when we do that, we can make better decisions. See, people, and you correct me if I'm wrong, you're more interested in the process and whether it was fair and you were treated with dignity and respect, even more so than the outcome. And so when we focus on that, we will have better outcomes and we'll have safer outcomes for everybody.
In preparing for your book, Excellence in Policing, were there common themes that you started to see across the country about when things go bad? My observation is, and I've had this conversation with very good friends of mine who I vacation with, quite frankly, one of my best friends, I was in the car after a Christmas party when he got pulled over. He's a black guy driving the car, and we both thought, okay, is this going to be all right? We're in D.C. Who knows how this is going to go down? And my comment to him as he got out of the car is, stay cool. Don't overreact to this. And my observation is, and I don't know what happened with George Floyd in Minneapolis, is that the second you start resisting what the police say, if they say you're under arrest, you may think you are completely in the right. You may think you have done nothing wrong, but the second you resist, that's when it goes south. I mean, that's an observation from somebody who's not a cop, but what do you think?
Well, it does. And that that's not the time to, and we have to understand that that's a scary time for someone that's about to be arrested as well, right?
Right.
For most people. And so, yeah, it goes downhill quick. And again, right, it's an interesting dynamic that happens, and we have to understand that people are anxious. And listen, when a police officer is walking up to a driver's side door in a traffic stop, we don't know who you are, and you don't know who we are. Mm-hmm. And so what I talk about, and I ask, I said, what do you think that driver's thinking when that officer is walking up to their car? Is this officer going to be a, and then you fill in the blank, right? And so we have to understand, we have to manage that. And when we do that at the very beginning and talking away and communicate and fair and dignity and all those things that we know are to be important, then we'll have less of those. We'll have to use less power and more authority. I talked about that in the book, big difference between authority and power.
Yeah.
And we have to rely on our authority influence. But listen, if we don't have your trust, we're not going to have the authority and influence to do things and to be safer for everybody.
I know there were a lot of people in the police community who were anxious about the use of cameras, you know, body cameras. I think it's been probably the most important element in protecting both citizens and police so that objective observers can look at what happened and discern, you know, kind of carve out the emotions from both sides and see exactly what took place. Do you think there's been a change in mindset in the police community?
That's been a game changer for us, and that's mm-hmm. good. Yeah, we were hesitant at first, just like anything else. We don't like change, but it's really turned out to be a really good tool for everybody. And like you said, let's look at the video. Let's look to see what that happens. Although the video at times doesn't tell the entire story, but it certainly gives us something to go off on. And so,
you know, part of the problem with that, Andy, is that those of us in the media, and I used to fight with my producers when I was in TV, they want to give you 90 seconds to do the story. And sometimes I would have to say, this is not a 90-second story. The 90 seconds is not even enough to show the video, much less for someone to understand what fully happened. So you get these clips of the worst moment, and you fail to see what led up to it. That's a real practical problem, and I think the media has a responsibility to address how they cover these things as they go forward. Andy Harvey is a 21-year police veteran from Dallas. He's written the book Excellence in Policing. And, you know, we'll talk again, Andy. I really appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
You bet. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.